It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A jury in Virginia on Tuesday found the organizers of the 2017 Charlottesville Unite the Right rally liable for counter-protesters' injuries. The jury awarded $26 million in damages, despite being deadlocked on federal conspiracy charges. The jurors found that the defendants, who included white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and Confederate sympathizers, bore responsibility under state law for what happened at the rally. It all began as a protest of the removal of a Robert E. Lee statue. During the event, people carrying torches chanted, "Jews will not replace us," among other equally offensive slogans. One of the neo-Nazis, a guy named James A. Fields Jr., plowed his car into a group of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer and injuring a number of others, including four of the plaintiffs. He's now serving a life sentence for killing Heather Heyer. More than $12 million of the damages were assessed against him. Further south, in Brunswick, Georgia, that jury began deliberations Tuesday in the murder trial of three white men charged with killing Ahmaud Arbery, a black man who was shot and killed while running through their suburban Georgia neighborhood. Before the judge read the jury the instructions, Cobb County Senior District Attorney Linda Donikowski gave a rebuttal of the defense's closing argument. And now we wait for a verdict. Meanwhile, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol on Tuesday subpoenaed the leaders of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, two of the right-wing extremist groups that played key roles in the insurrection. The panel subpoenaed Proud Boys chair Enrique Tarrio and the Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, as well as Robert Patrick Lewis, the leader of an even more obscure far-right group, the First Amendment Praetorian. The groups themselves also received subpoenas. The committee chair, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, said that these groups' leaders had relevant information on the planning of the attack by supporters of the former guy who were trying to prevent Congress from certifying Trump's election loss to now President Biden. Investigators say they've already spoken to more than 200 witnesses, although some of the key players in Trump's orbit have refused to cooperate. The death toll in Waukesha, Wisconsin now stands at six. An eight-year-old, Jackson Sparks, is the first child to have died from injuries he sustained on Sunday when a man drove his SUV into the crowd during the Waukesha Christmas parade. The suspect, 39-year-old Daryl Brooks, was charged with five counts of first-degree international homicide. That's going to go up to six now. His bail was set at $5 million. In addition to the six people killed, 62 people were injured in the crash, which allegedly occurred as Brooks was speeding away from a domestic violence situation and law enforcement. Earlier this month, he was released on $1,000 bail after being accused of intentionally running down a woman with his car. Amazing. Well, President Biden on Tuesday ordered the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to reduce the rising prices of gasoline and heating fuel. This action came in coordination with some of the world's other major energy-consuming nations, including India, the UK, Japan, and China. The White House said Biden was using every tool available to help consumers facing rising inflation and gas prices ahead of the Thanksgiving and winter holiday travel rush. Well, I know one person's having a great Thanksgiving. A Missouri judge on Tuesday set aside the conviction of Kevin Strickland. He's a 62-year-old man who spent 43 years in prison for three murders he did not commit. Strickland is the first inmate to be found innocent following an evaluation by the Jackson County Prosecutor's Unit that reviews cases to correct false convictions. In his ruling, Judge James Welsh wrote that the prosecutor provided, quote, clear and convincing evidence that undermines the court's confidence in the judgment of conviction. Welsh said there was no physical evidence against Strickland, who was convicted solely on the eyewitness testimony of someone who subsequently recanted. Strickland, who was released immediately, said he didn't think this day was going to come, but added, nothing they can do to make that right. A jury in Ohio ruled Tuesday that three major pharmaceutical chains bore responsibility for the opioid epidemic in two Ohio counties. The civil case was brought in federal court against CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. It marks the first time pharmacies have been found responsible in the nationwide epidemic. Each county is said to be seeking over $1 billion in damages. And finally, good news to head into the Thanksgiving holiday. Weekly jobless claims plunged to 199,000, the lowest level in more than 50 years. Yep, the number of first-time claims for unemployment benefits plunged by 71,000, falling well below pandemic levels, according to the Labor Department. It's the eighth straight weekly decline, a reflection of the tight U.S. labor market and the need by many employers to retain or expand their workforces. Here's a hint. Offer a living wage and decent benefits. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.